This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Studying what Paul writes about prayer in the book of Ephesians will help you in your prayer life. His heart concern for the Ephesians is evident in chapters 1:15 through 23 and 3:14 through 21. He shares further thoughts on prayer in chapter 6, verses 18 and 20. Reflecting on what Paul said, it's obvious he took prayer seriously and wanted fellow Christians to do the same. His prayers were substantive, that is, he prayed for specific things he wanted God to do to enrich their lives. He wanted them to learn, understand, and experience the power and love of God. He wanted them to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, and that God would handle everything they might face in ways that far surpasses what they might imagine. He also wanted them to pray for each other, and specifically for Paul and other servants, and the effectiveness of their ministry. There's an emphasis on the Holy Spirit being involved in enabling effective prayer and in bringing into reality in their experience what they learn about love and power. He prayed with thankfulness for all God had already done in their lives. He wanted them to understand all God had and was willing to do, and that God would bring them into a deeper knowledge and understanding of His provision. It's clear that all of these things for which he prayed were not just for his and their benefit. He wanted God to receive the honor and praise for all he did for them. Meditate on these prayers and instructions about prayer, and apply what you learn to your own prayer life. If you'd like to review these messages on Ephesians, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.